This week we won't be as creative, but we're going to give you lots of different answers, and we're going to try to give you all the different possibilities of trying to put them in different categories. The question is like this. Yadua Hakusha. Famous question. Avram Avinu apparently was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, which means Avram Avinu, did he shake lulav? Yes, he did. Did he eat matzah? Yes, he did. That we're actually pretty confident about, because he actually told his wife Sarah, Lushi va'asi ugois. Ugois matzois kiloi chometz. He told his wife to make matzah. Did he wear tefillin? Yeah. Okay. Did he have a bris milah? So in this week's parsha, it seems like no. Only all the way at the end of the parsha, Avram Avinu got his bris. So it seems like Avram was already way along the path, doing mitzvahs and stuff like that, way, way before this. So why did he wait, asks the Mefarshim. Why did he wait to do a bris milah? He didn't wait to put on tefillin. He didn't wait to eat matzah. He didn't wait to shake lulav. So why did he wait to put on tefillin? This is the question. This is Yadua, the Lashon that we bring here, Yadua Kusha. We're quoting you this sefer. This is from Nachlas Tzvi, Rabbi Zev Klein, and from Minchas Usher in the back. Rabbi Usher, this is a question. This is standard, my friends. This is like classic. We're bringing you the classic here. Classic question. So I'd like to go through many of the terutzim. The terutz that, the first terutz is that the kasha is not shver. Why is the kasha not shver? Because it's just not true. The Marsha in Yevamos says, from what moment was Avram Avinu Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula? When did it happen? From when he got the bris. Before he got the bris, he wasn't. Something happened when Avram Avinu got the bris. All of a sudden, I guess he started understanding things and things started happening. Says the Marsha, Avinu wasn't Mekayim Kol HaTorah, the mitzvah HaTorah, until he was Mal. Only after he got the bris milah, Nis'ale Lekayim Shara mitzvahs Ad Sheloi Nitnu. So according to the Marsha, the Kasha is not true. It's just not true. Because he wasn't Mekayim any of the mitzvahs either. When did Avraham Avinu get this supercharged neshama that's able to Mekayim all the mitzvahs? After the bris. That's the first answer we'd like to say. Okay, that means basically the kasha was not a kasha. However, there's other tirutzim. So what appears to be the tirutz ha-pashut is the tirutz of the Mizrahi.
What? He wasn't Mekayim afterwards everything.
Why not?
Puruvu, he was Mekayim before.
No, well, Puruvu, I don't know if that's...
1 6 13.
Yeah, but I mean, he's saying he wasn't doing it out of the mitzvah, maybe he was doing it because he wanted to have children. Everyone does Puruvu. Puruvu is a mitzvah sichlius. It's a mitzvah sichlius.
Was he Mekayim all the mitzvahs afterwards, according to Masha?
No, what Masha means as follows. The mitzvahs that a person has needs Ruach HaKodesh to get, Avraham Avinu wasn't Mekayim till later. The mitzvahs that Puruvu is, that's all part of the basics. And anyway, that was already by Noach and Adam. That Puruvu was beforehand. The new mitzvahs that came afterwards, the ones that like Pesach, it's a pel, it's Mekayim Matzah. The Chayisul didn't even go to Mitzrayim yet. There wasn't even the whole thing. He's still Mekayim Matzah. Why all that stuff, that whole, the future mitzvahs, was only Mekayim once he hit.
When I came to him, he was making Matzah Erev Pesach. That was long before this.
Right.
Why is he making Matzah Erev Pesach?
When Oig came to him,
he
was baking matzahs.
He was putting away, he was putting away the wheat for matzahs. Tais simida.
Okay, so I don't. That was when was that?
When Loit was captured.
When Loit was captured, which was before.
Before.
Okay,
he himself has to catch him in the
dark. Yeah, he has other questions. Dark, yeah.
Then Mashal didn't know like that taisus.
Yeah, daf and vis. Akoponim, that's the first answer. Marsha, kasha is not true. Second answer is the answer of the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi says, simple answer. He says, Avram Avinu knew that he was going to get a tzivoy of doing a bris milah. Now, the difference between bris milah and most other mitzvahs, if not all other mitzvahs, is bris milah you could only do once. So should he do it now? before he gets the tzivui, or should he do it later after he gets the tzivui? What is better, doing a mitzvah when you're mitzvah ve'oiseh, or doing a mitzvah when you're ain't a mitzvah ve'oiseh? Is it better to do a mitzvah when you're volunteering to do the mitzvah? No one asks you to do the mitzvah. Or is it better to do a mitzvah when you're being asked to? Those of us that have that type of personality understand that it's much harder to follow rules. Then if someone doesn't ask you to do it, so then you're willing to, once someone tells you to do it, now I don't want to do it. Now I'm not going to do it. It's gadol ha-mitzvah voice. It's harder to do it if you're asked to do it. So Avraham Avinu Davka wanted to wait because he's only going to have one chance to do this mitzvah. And he knows it. Should he do the mitzvah before he's told or after he's told? He waited till he was told in order to do the mitzvah properly. Yeah.
What about not passing up a mitzvah that comes in front of you?
I ask Max, what about mitzvah abol yodcha al tachmi tzena? Mitzvah comes to hands, don't pass it up. It's not really a mitzvah. He's not obligated in the mitzvah. So Shaila, would you say mitzvah abol yodcha al tachmi tzena? Mitzvah, you're not mechuyev it.
What about Korban Pesach? How did you do Korban Pesach if he was an Arul?
How did he?
Do all the Korban Pesachs all the years if he was an Arul?
Yeah.
If he was waiting,
so first of all, he was also waiting
on the Korban Pesach.
First of all, maybe he didn't do the Korban Pesach. Second of all, he's not an Oral. It's going to get to the Briskov's Teretz. Maybe he's not called an Oral.
If he is, like, this Teretz, he was an
Oral. It's not Mukhi, he was an Oral.
Like this Teretz?
No, even if there is an
Oral. Waiting only because
he even if there's a, he still might not be called an Oral. That we'll see. We'll see in a minute. We'll see in a second, I think. I think we'll see in a second. Yeah. Can you hear what?
You have a person who
Oh, so ask Chaim, what about a person that has a circumcision before he wants to be Megayer? So they do a bris mila again. What do they do? They do a prick. It's called Hatofas Dam Bris. So why can't he do the bris mila? And then when Hashem commands him, do Hatofas Dam Bris. What's the reason? So the truth is that the Rambam says if a person does Hatofas Dam Bris, he doesn't make a bracha. So what do I see? Even if you say Hatovas Dam Bris is something, but it's not the real deal. The real deal is circumcision, is Bris Mila. So therefore, he wanted to do the mitzvah properly. The mitzvah properly is doing the mitzvah Vaisa. This is the answer that the Mizrahi says. Comes along the Brisker Rav and says, a Brisker Teretz, what a Brisker Teretz. This is so brisk, says the Brisker Rav. Is the following thing. The reason why Avraham Avinu didn't do a bris mila is because it didn't exist, a bris mila. There was no such thing. The mitzvah of bris mila is to cut off the arla. Now, in order, what does arla mean? Can someone define, can someone translate arla for me? I would like to translate it as extra, the extra skin. Cut off the extra skin. It's not extra until Hashem tells you not to cut it off. That's the way that's the nusach.
To cut it off.
What?
Until Hashem tells you to cut it off.
Right. Until Hashem tells you to cut it off. It's not extra. So there is no bris mila to do. It doesn't exist, bris mila. If a person would cut off his fingernail and say, okay, I'm doing bris mila, you say, what are you talking about? It's not a bris mila. What is that bris mila? What do you mean? If Hashem tells you, cut it off. Now it became. So before Hashem gave the tzivui, it wasn't a bris b'chlal. It's not an orla.
Imagine from any other mitzvah. Yeah. It's not Shabbos. Till Hashem tells you it's Shabbos.
It's extra.
It's another day.
No, because.
Yeah, Shabbos is a mitzvah.
So what's the pshat?
It's not a carbon paint. It's not a carbon until Hashem says it's a carbon. No, that is. Cut killing animals.
It's not extra.
Hold
it's
an
extra thing. Can't be extra until
it's doesn't have a chaloy shem orla until then.
It's not true. It's not true because then the next tarot of Ishus. What's the tarot of Ishus then?
Yeah,
what's the tarot of the Bezach?
What do you mean? It's not Ishus.
That's not an extra.
Because not there, it's not Ishus Yisrael.
It's not Shabbos.
It's the same thing. He's saying it's not Ishus Yisrael.
It's not Shabbos. Shabbos is only. Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim is only after the Yitzis Mitzrayim. Before Yitzis Mitzrayim, I'm going to do Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim.
The version that created the world is the seventh day of Shabbos Mitzrayim.
It's a very, very interesting teretz, the Briskerov's teretz. Briskerov is saying that it doesn't have a Chaloy Shem Orla beforehand. So, I'll tell you like this. This is where the Shiloh, this is where an interesting Shiloh is, this phallus. A child before the eighth day, is he called an Arl? When is he Mitzuveh to cut off the when does he have a mitzvah to do Bris Milah? On the eighth day. Before the eighth day, does he have a mitzvah? No. So is it called an Arla yet? Is he called an Arl? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, can you feed the child kachim? An Arl is not allowed to eat kachim. So can you feed him kachim? Assuming that you can make it into somehow into a baby formula, okay? You're going to make kachim into baby formula. Can you feed, Reb David Pavarsky in the Seches Kedushin Daf Chavtes clears the Shaila, and I think he says it's a machlokes. He thinks he brings 2 days in the Yushalmi, if I remember correctly. I haven't looked it up in a long time. A kitzer, it's going to be a similar type of Shaila over here. Is he called an Arul Bukhlal? He doesn't have a mitzvah to do bris. There's no mitzvah. Is he called an Arul? Or maybe he's... So if you say that he's an Arul, even though there's no bris, so you could be an Arul. Not only that, I have a different question. Is a guy an Arul? He has no mitzvah of bris milah.
No.
Yeah.
Is a guy an Arul? What?
We call them Arelim. We call them
Arelim. Why are they Arelim? They have no mitzvah. They have no bris milah. They're not Arelim.
Maybe once the Abish commanded Yidden to cut it off. Mm. It's a clop in the belt, there.
Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that this is called extra. So then it became extra, but I don't understand. Hashem didn't tell them it's extra. He told the unit it's extra. Elamai, he's being megala that it's extra. Now I have the kasha. So it was always extra. He just didn't tell us about it yet. It's a chefetz of extra. We didn't know, so we didn't know, but it was extra. And comments, you're telling me that if the yidin are it's extra for the goyim also. So you're telling me that you don't have to tell me it's extra, it just has to be extra. So you never told me it's extra. It was extra any beforehand. The Mishkov's teretz is very, very tricky. It's a very, very lundisha teretz. He's saying that until we're told the Arla doesn't exist. And even though Avraham Avinu was Makayim Kolatar Akula, but only if it's if you're he's not gonna do an act of circumcision, he wants to do a bris. There's no bris unless there's an Arla. Briskrov wants to say again another lumdish. This is so brisk. Now I'll explain to you how Yaakov Avinu can marry two sisters. How did Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? But in the Torah, you're not supposed to marry two sisters. And if Aaron kept Kol HaTorah Kula, Yitzchak kept Kol HaTorah Kula, so Yaakov kept Kol HaTorah Kula. How do you marry two sisters? Says the Briskerov, if this is not the marriage we're talking about. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. That's when you're talking about Kedushin. What does Kedushin mean? Holy match. Kedushin is when it's Yisrael marriage. It didn't exist Kedushin. So therefore, it's not called marrying two sisters.
Would he have to get divorced then?
Would he have to give a get? He wouldn't have to give a get, L'chayra. What you're saying is...
Before Matan Torah, you married two sisters. And then it came Matan Torah, you're not allowed to marry two sisters.
Is that what you're saying? If after Matan Torah, would he have to give a get?
Yeah.
I don't even know if he would have to give a get because he wasn't really married.
No, the rabbi said he was going to a woman and
say... That's Kodim Matan Torah, right? There was no get. So, yeah. So Shiloh was... Is there any... I don't know if there's any get. Is there a discussion of Avram giving a get to his wife? Is there a discussion just being Pirish? I don't know. Al Kapanim, this is the Teretz of the Briskerov. Comes the Sefer Panim Yafas with another Teretz. So far we said three answers. First answer, the question didn't really register, didn't count. The second answer was that he didn't want to do the mitzvah. The third one is that the mitzvah didn't exist. Now comes the Panim Yafas and says he couldn't do the Isser. Couldn't do the Mila, I mean. Why couldn't he do the Mila? Because it was Usser. Get it straight. It was Usser. Why was it Usser? Says the Sefer Panim Yafas, last week we spoke about the Isser of a person hurting himself, committing suicide or hurting himself or spilling his blood. That was already on a Ben Noach. That was last week's parsha. So did a Ben Noach has an Isser of hurting someone else and hurting himself? So is a person allowed to inflict injury on himself? No. So was Avraham Avinu allowed to hurt himself? No. So if Avraham Avinu didn't yet have a mitzvah, so you want to be extra from and you want to say, I'm going to do bris milah. You can't do it at the expense of an isser. It's usser for you to hurt yourself. That's why he couldn't do the bris milah. Once Hashem commanded him, Now already, it's not called he's hurting himself. He's just doing a mitzvah. But before that, he wasn't obligated. If he wasn't obligated, he's hurting himself. And you're not allowed to hurt yourself. Therefore,
he, according to this text, he knew that he was going to be commanded?
Maybe not. He just couldn't do it. I am not. It's not the pshat. He didn't want to do it. He couldn't do it. It was usher for him to do it. If it's usher for him to do it, he can't do it. The Fizeh explains. Listen to this. Says the Parim Yafas. Who gave Avram Avinu a bris milah? Who gave Avram Avinu a bris milah? He gave it to himself. Why did he give it to himself? Because the guy is not mitzvah. Let's say he takes a surgeon. The surgeon is not mitzvah in bris milah. So if the surgeon is not mitzvah in bris milah, is the surgeon allowed to give him a bris milah? No, because he's hurting him. He's just giving him a chavalah. Therefore, if Avram asks him to do it, it's over the favor on the guy. Avram had to give himself a bris milah. That's why he gave it to himself.
If it was good for him, so then the surgeon's allowed to do it. If something's good for me, why can't the surgeon do it?
Because for the surgeon, he's doing a chavala.
It's not. The surgeon's doing it to me. He's not doing it himself. It's good for me. Let him be able to do it to me.
It's gonna bring in the next kasha. We're gonna ask similar. I'm gonna ask a similar kasha. Rabbi Yisai, listen to this. Listen to this interesting shayla. Okay. What about if what? Right. There's an isser of hurting yourself. That he does that. There's an isser of hurting yourself. Yes. It's from last week's parsha. That's why I said you can't. After this whole story, we said you're allowed to capture animals, you're not allowed to capture people, you're not allowed to hurt people. Okay, let's just keep on going for a second. Listen to this, my friends. What happens if a person did a bris milah? The bris milah is done. It's done. Shvachamaisis. Didn't do such a great job. Are you allowed? But the bris milah is done. Are you allowed to fix the milah? Are you allowed to fix the milah? What? That means that no, they did a bris milah. They didn't do such a it wasn't such a clean job. They didn't do such a good job. Are you allowed to fix the bris milah? If you ask a Rav, the Rav says milah is a milah. It's a milah. Are you allowed to fix the milah? No, so it's a shayla of hiddur mitzvah. That's the part of the shayla. Says the I have to look it up. That if you're not mitzvah, then it's usur. Why is it usur? Because you're hurting yourself. You're not going to hurt yourself. So you're trying to be extra frum. Oh, I want to make sure that my bris milah, if it's kosher, then not only are you not obligated, it could be it's usur for you to do it. Because you're hurting yourself. So therefore, Avraham Avinu couldn't do the bris.
What?
Yeah, we're not for the bracha, because if you're saying that there's an inyan. Now again, if you're obligated to do it, you can. If you're not obligated to do it, you can't do it. So over here, if you're chayv on a tavas dam bris, you can do a tavas dam bris. What? Yeah, that's because it's not. You're not doing a full mitzvah. Because there isn't a full mitzvah. I'm just doing as much of a mitzvah as I can, but over there, there is. Not because the mitzvah is not done. No, the mitzvah is not done. Now I'm doing a half mitzvah. So I have to do a half mitzvah. Over there, where a person did a bris milah, I did a bris milah, the mitzvah is done. I don't have to do a tavas dam bris now.
I'm making it better, but
no. No, if it was done beforehand and not in a mitzvah form, you wouldn't do it again. If you were mekayim the mitzvah, the pshat over there is you weren't mekayim the mitzvah tavas dam bris. A goy that was circumcised wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. Now and a chanami, but now he's doing a tavas dam bris. He's doing a mitzvah. He's obligated to do a tavas dam bris. It's not optional. He's not saying make it better. You have to do a tavas dam bris. It's just not a full mitzvah. So you don't make a bracha. Leave it alone. So listen, Rabbi, so leave it alone. Listen like this.
Can one get that the second, so to say, bris in within a certain time span?
Or does it?
A baby gets a bris. It's right. Not such a good job, so they want to do it again.
Yeah. So if within, so that it's very complicated. It's a machloekis if you could do it more later. It's a machloekis if hiddur mitzvah is a chelik of the mitzvah, is a whole beis halevi about it, is exactly why or how. But assuming that you're not obligated to go back where there's no mitzvah in going back, then by doing it, you might actually be over an avera. It depends on how to understand hiddur mitzvah, if this works or doesn't work. For sure, if you're doing it at the bris, it's okay. In other words, if at the bris milah you're doing it, the question is if you've done the bris and then you come and the rav says it's fine, it's not great but it's fine, then it might be usher to continue. So either way, what we're saying over here is that there's an isser of hurting yourself, and that's why Avraham Avinu had to do the bris milah to himself. But that's problematic because the Ramban seems to say not like that, because Avraham Avinu didn't just give himself a bris milah. There was lots of people that got bris milahs. Who got bris milahs? Avraham, Yishmael, and everyone that was around. He had lots of people over there. Who gave him the bris? Says the Ramban, he hired somebody, a surgeon. So how did that happen? I thought it's usher for you to hurt yourself. So I have a big problem with this teretz. I want to ask you a question. Is a person allowed, is a woman allowed to pierce her ear? Yes. Why she's hurting herself? She's for herself? Say a little bit better.
What about cosmetic surgery?
Cosmetic surgery. Are you allowed to do that? You're hurting yourself. Are you allowed to do that? Why would you say yes?
There's a gain.
So if Avraham Avinu wants to give himself a bris, you're telling me that he's hurting himself?
Sanitary reasons are not.
What'd you say?
Sanitary reasons is better than a bris, they say.
Okay, we could do, even without the sanitary reasons. Avraham Avinu clearly wants this bris for spiritual reasons. Is that called a gain? Why not? Why does it only have to look beautiful so everyone sees? So earrings I'm allowed to do, I'm not allowed to give myself a bris? If you're telling me that a bris, Avraham Avinu, yeah, the bris would have been an advantage. You just felt that I'm not mitzvah, therefore I'm not allowed to hurt myself. Yeah, but if I hold as an advantage, it's not called hurting myself. It's like I'm piercing my ear. Piercing your ear, you're allowed to do. So if you're allowed to do that, why are you not allowed to give a bris? Why should it be any different? Why shouldn't you be allowed to do it? If for me it's considered to be that it's an advantage, for me there's an advantage, I should be allowed to do it.
Yeah, but it has to be pain versus gain. It can't just be, the pain can't be immense for a small gain.
Well, I don't know what that means, pain versus gain.
It has to be at least equal in order to be able to do it, no?
Why? If a woman has tremendous pain, she's not allowed to get her ears pierced. Let's say a woman is super hypersensitive, she's not allowed to get her ears pierced. Just has to be something that's considered to be that this is doing for her purpose. If she, I don't know. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we have another teretz. The other teretz is the Sefer Pardes Yosef. Listen to this amazing teretz. Let me ask a question. Where did Avraham Avinu get all the mitzvahs from? He got them because he understood, or maybe it was taught him, but he understood the spiritual advantage of mitzvahs. When a person does a mitzvah, he gains from doing a mitzvah. So Avraham Avinu wasn't doing the mitzvah because he was obligated. So why was he doing them? Because he knew he was going to gain. When he shook a lulav, he knew that was going to elevate him spiritually. When he put on tefillin, that was going to elevate him spiritually. So if he would have done a bris milah, that would have elevated him spiritually, right? What is the spiritual elevation of a bris milah? Says the Rambam, when a person gets a bris milah, so then that curbs his lust. It curbs his lust, his taivas. That's the spiritual elevation you get. It lowers your taivas. But guess what? Avram's taivas were as low as possible. Avram wasn't even looking at his wife. So was Avram going to have spiritual elevation from doing the bris milah? No. He's got it already. So there's no point in him doing the bris. I don't have to do the bris milah. I have to shake lulav. I'm going to get some sort of spiritual elevation from shaking lulav. I'm going to get some sort of spiritual elevation from eating matzah, from putting on tefillin. But from doing a bris milah, I'm not going to get spiritual elevation. So why should I do it?
We could decide.
What?
And we could decide if we get spiritual.
Avraham Avinu wasn't mitzvah, so he was able to decide. But the moment Hashem told him do a bris, Avraham Avinu didn't say why. Because when I'm mitzvah, I do what I'm told. And then he did it.
So why did he get married?
Again, I didn't get married because of a mitzvah. What?
Why did he?
What's the question?
Why would he do such a thing?
To be Mekayim Peru Revu.
Why?
Why did Mekayim Peru
Revu?
Rabbi Sai, I think this is our fourth or fifth teretz. This teretz is saying Avraham Avinu didn't need a bris milah. Why did he do it? Because he didn't need it. The first teretz we said, the kasha is not shver. Why? Because Avraham Avinu didn't do any of the mitzvahs. The second territory we said is Avraham Avinu didn't want to do it because he wanted to wait until he could do the mitzvah with more schar. The next territory said Avraham Avinu the didn't exist the mitzvah because he didn't have an orla, so he couldn't do it. It didn't exist the mitzvah. Next one, it was also for him to do it. This one is Avraham Avinu didn't need to do it bechlal because he knew all the mitzvahs already. The fees that we can understand why it was that Yaakov Avinu was able to marry two sisters. You're not allowed to marry two sisters because. What do you mean? But I thought it was kind of called Terakul. I mean, Yaakov saw that what's going to be a bigger aliyah for my neshama, not like doing this or having the shifte ka through Rachel and Leah, and he saw that this is going to bring my neshama higher, and you can make that decision before you get a commandment. Once you get a commandment, it's not negotiable. Once you're told what to do, it doesn't make a difference. I don't think it applies to me. I don't think that it's relevant. I don't. So you're told, you do it, but before you're told. The others were able to sense what was the right thing for the elevation for their neshama. Okay, another teretz. This teretz is from the Paradise Yosef. We'll do the Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Rimanov, we'll end with that. There's another two teretz from the Paradise Yosef says that Aramino couldn't do it because there was a sakana involved. And therefore, because he didn't have a mitzvah, so the mitzvah was not megan. Usually when you have a mitzvah, the mitzvah protects you. Over here, you didn't have a mitzvah, it wouldn't protect. Says Rav Nachum Mendel of Rimanov, another one, which is that Avraham Avinu wasn't told about the mitzvahs. He just understood them because he was so spiritual that he was able to sense the mitzvahs. That's what Avraham Avinu had that. It's like... It was something like he was able to, because he was mekadesh so much his guf, so therefore he was able to understand that they're supposed to put on tefillin. Because he was able to be mekadesh so much his achila, so he was able to understand that he's supposed to eat karm pesach. But there was one part of his body he was not mekadesh, or at least whatever, didn't have it, and that's the milah, because he didn't have the mitzvahs milah. So for that reason, Avraham Avinu didn't know that there was a mitzvahs milah. He didn't know. So there's a whole new answer. He did not know. When he told him about the mitzvah, he was mekayim every mitzvah that he knew about. What did he know about it? Did Hashem tell him? No. He figured it out. Me'atzmoy lomad. From the kedusha in his guf, he figured it out. But the milah didn't. But his milah didn't have the kedusha because it had an orla. Because of that, he couldn't figure out this mitzvah on his own. He had to be told about it. Rabbi said, I think this is a stira to the Bris Kerov, the exact opposite. The Bris Kerov was saying, there's no Orla. If there's no Orla, so Avraham Avinu is perfect. He's Kadosh. Why shouldn't he know about it? Why shouldn't Avraham Avinu know about it? What, he did something wrong? He was for sure Makadosh is Mila. He didn't look at his wife. He was Precious, Bekadusha. He was Lo Shalit by Yitzhara. So why not? So says Rav Nachum Mendel, because, tell you why, because he still has an Orla. So therefore, he wasn't a Kaddish, that part of his group. What do you mean, Orla? According to the Biskup, there is no Orla. So you see that the Rav Nachum Mendel says, no, he's already an Orla before it. And because he's walking around with an Orla, he doesn't know about the Bris Milah. Therefore, he doesn't know the Bris Milah. So that's our last teretz. Rabbi Yisai, we'll go through the teretzim again as follows. The first teretz is that it's not true. It didn't happen. He wasn't mekayim all the mitzvahs until he got the Bris Milah. The second teretz is, Avraham Avinu didn't want to do it. Why not? Because he wanted to do it when his mitzvah was. The next teretz is, Avraham Avinu, that it didn't exist, the Arla, so he couldn't do it because there was no Arla. The next teretz that we said was, he couldn't do it because it was Usher. The other teretz is, he didn't need to do it because he already was mekadesh his guf so much. And the last teretz is, that he didn't know about it because he wasn't masig. He didn't come to that understanding that there is such a thing because he was walking around without a Bris Milah. These are the different terutzim. If you have more terutzim, I'd love to hear. Thank you so much. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.